Well, a very hearty congratulations to one of our own here. Our WWIB family congratulates Mr. Cameron Duro. You might know him locally. He was on Sunday mornings and very, very faithful as a board operator for many of our high school sports broadcasts. He is engaged. Congratulations,
congrats,
Cameron. Saw that on
Cameron.
Facebook this morning, so public knowledge. So congrats, young lady to be spending the rest of his days with.
Mm-hmm. Excited, yeah. His dad, Wayne Duro, the pastor at Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls. Now, a lot of folks are out there, and they would like to get engaged and maybe married. One of them, maybe, is the UK's youngest winner of the Euro Millions jackpot.
Okay.
She says she's been unlucky in love. She's launching a website where men can apply to be her boyfriend.
Oh,
all right, yeah, her own personal dating service.
Maybe that's what we need as women. Maybe we need an application process for people to date us.
I mean, I got a friend
who... Interviews and references.
There's Christian Mingle, but anyhow, the person she chooses will earn an annual allowance of nearly $80,000 to wine and dine her. The UK newspaper The Mirror reports that Jane Park is going to film the process of deciding on her boyfriend for a documentary.
Because it's 2018, so we win the lottery and offer an annual stipend of $80,000 to be part of a reality show to date me.
Well, if what you're doing isn't working, she won nearly $1.3 million when she was 17 in the lottery, and she's had a string of failed relationships since then.
Well,
probably guys
maybe
for the money.
How old is she now?
She's 23.
I'll tell you what. You can pay me $20,000 to be your friend.
Right?
Yeah. Just
it's
to be your friend.
75% discount.
Dinner.
It's like, we'll just, you know, no pressure, just having fun as friends.
I would think that she'll be getting plenty of guys to sign up for the chance. So.
It's got to be hard, though, because, you know, I mean, you want someone to love you for who you are, but obviously everyone's just after your money.
The allowance.
Oh, an allowance. Date me, I'll give you an allowance.
Can I offer some encouragement?
Please do.
If you say you're unlucky in love at 23, child, there's so much of life ahead of you. So don't worry about it. Don't stress.
My husband was 25 when I met him. And then his brother promptly told me that I was their last hope. But, you know. It seems so odd to be saying the holidays, but really, they are upon us.
November 13th, Thanksgiving next Thursday.
Right.
Thanksgiving's early this year.
It is. It really is. And so we're faced with many challenges around the holidays, especially when it comes to food and weight gain. So
I feel conviction coming on.
I know.
I just had a piece of Carol's coffee cake, so thank you.
I skipped that. Huh. I mean, I had a piece yesterday.
Good.
I skipped it
ahead.
This morning. A new study into the health and diets of 2,000 Americans saw as many as 45% say that they're just postponing any resolution to eat clean or lose weight until after the holidays.
This is the thing. If you
45%.
Start a diet too late in the year, it's just like,
because it's like a losing battle at this time of year, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the deal. Yesterday, some new exercise guidelines came out. They're headlined this way: move more, sit less, start younger. Okay?
Yes.
That's the deal. And the advice is the first update since the government's physical activities guideline came out a decade ago. Since then, the list of benefits of exercise has grown, and there's more evidence to back things that were unknown value before, such as short, high-intensity workouts. Those have been popular. And taking the stairs instead of an elevator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Only 20% of Americans get enough exercise now, and the childhood obesity problem has prompted the push to aim younger to prevent poor health later in life. Here's the thing. The biggest change in this report out yesterday, start young. Guidelines used to begin at age 6. The new ones say preschoolers ages 3 through 5, drop and give me 10. They should be encouraged to take part in active play throughout the day.
Yeah.
They're saying a reasonable target may be 3 hours of various intensities. You have a 3-year-old, Caleb.
Yeah, yeah. He definitely needs his outside time. I mean, that's one of the advantages with Cooper is he can't stay still.
Yeah.
So he's definitely getting his exercise. And if he doesn't, then I come home and he needs to be wrestled. I mean, literally, he says, want to wrestle?
Sure.
Yes,
oh,
I want to wrestle.
And mommy says, yes,
well,
daddy
just, like,
wants to wrestle.
Stop gouging the eyes. But other than that, we have a good time.
Those are a lot of fun. From ages 6 to 17, at least an hour of moderate to vigorous activity throughout the day is recommended. Getting the kids to do that and getting away from the video games and the electronic devices is a challenge, right?
But here's the thing. People were ripping on Pokemon Go, but at least it got people
out and about.
Yeah, it did.
And, you know, I'm a mean mom because I make my kids walk to school. And a lot of times on the way home, I could give them a ride, but they need to be moving and outside.
There's so many things that keep us sedentary. And, walking is Even if it's just a walk.
Yeah. Here it is. Here it is. Sitting a lot is especially harmful.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. As we are sitting in our studio
standing,
right now.
Yes.
We were talking about fitness earlier, and this has led to more discussion because apparently the Army is having a hard time finding people that are fit enough to be in the Army. But they've also put together a team of video gamers to try to reach young Americans in the digital world.
Yeah, Uncle Sam wants you. He wants you to play video games for the Army. They want to put together a video team that goes around just like the Blue Angels, except they show how good they are at video games.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I mean, esports are huge.
Right.
I mean, there are colleges that have esports. I don't know if they're club teams right now or scholarship. I think there are some that scholarship. But I mean, the prize money, like,
yeah.
Seriously, it's like, oh, I don't want my kid to grow up and play video games. Like, for real?
Yeah.
Like, esports can earn athlete-type wages. It's craziness.
Well, and I suppose for the military, I mean, they use these people to fly drones and actually do very serious work and keep human beings out of harm's way on these missions.
They're trying to recruit 500,000 people over the next 4 years to join the military. The Army came up short on the recruitment goal last time, and so one of the challenges, they said, hey, 17 to 24-year-olds between they're not in good enough shape or they're addicted to drugs and we're having trouble finding enough to join. Plus, the unemployment rate is low.
Right. So people aren't as I tell you, I went to the Veterans Day program yesterday at Altoona, at the school there in Altoona. And it was so amazing to see our veterans and to see how many of them are teachers at the school. And, you know,
still giving
what a tremendous honor. They did this really amazing thing where they had the kids who had loved ones in the military come down and like write their name on posters and stuff and to see all the people's service.
Yeah.
It made me think, maybe I should've. Maybe my kids should. I don't know. You know?
Well, here's an opportunity right here. I mean, again, if you have that skill set, your country needs you. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.